the Age of Vision radio show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. From 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV radio, we relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision radio show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Vision radio show. Thank you for joining us. Today is February 20th, TikTok, isn't it? The time is going fast. I guess that's called relativity. 2018, and I am here on the West Coast in Eugene, which means it's 8 o'clock in the morning, and it is cold and gray outside. Still, I'm waiting for summer. So thank you for joining us, and thank you, K.E., KPFK here in Eugene, Oregon, for carrying our radio show. It's a KEPW. It's not KEPK. I'm going to stop that. I got all confused there. But our affiliate KEPW here in Eugene, Oregon, 97.3, it's an FM station, which means we've stopped cussing on this radio show. I guess that's good for our listeners. So thanks for joining us. Remember to tell your friends you can only find us on the internet. You have to go to the internet to find our show. I do not have a guest today, but I have a bunch of things I'd like to talk to you about. And if anybody wants to call in, please feel free. The number is 718-717-8106. And I think, like most Americans, I've been pondering the mass gun shootings that seem to be pretty common. We've had 18 since January. That's a lot. We just lost 17 Americans, and I think there were 18 injured. And Trader Trump basically spent a whole 15 minutes with people in the hospital. How generous of him. Gave a thumbs up and a good smile. Let's make everybody feel good. Because, you know, it's not the guns. It's the people. It's those crazy people. Because the guy was white. Imagine what Trader Trump would have said if that guy was brown or black or Muslim. An American Muslim or something like that. So I was pondering those thoughts. And then I was thinking about, like, how interesting it is with this whole gun thing. And how malicious the comments have been online on all these articles I post on Twitter. And so I went to Alex Jones's website his YouTube channel. I'm sure he has many more people on his website. His YouTube channel has over 2 million followers. Fox News, for example, has less than that. They have 904,000 subscribers. Alex Jones has how many? 2,256,000. So let's just look at the titles. This is what it says. Prepare for a big anti-gun propaganda push. This is on InfoWars. InfoWars confronts lying anti-gun Florida congressman. I don't think there's an anti-gun person in Florida. Chris Rock pushes racial division. I mean, this is why we have professional shitsters. Oh, dear. I said the bad word. I didn't. KEPW is not going to run my show now, but that's okay. But we have professional people who are troublemakers, professional troublemakers like Alex Jones. He's not a truth teller. He's a troublemaker. He's a person out there stirring up the dirt and causing racial division and really intentionally harming people. I mean, white supremacists have to spend a lot of time in our country creating hate because people want to get over the white supremacy. Fox News. You know, Fox News, security in school needs to be radically escalated. So I was pondering these, you know, because you go to the MSNBC thing and they're all about the hate Trump and, you know, the racial division. And so we're in this country now where I don't know if we're fighting against each other because I don't know if those of us on the ground are very different from each other. But we are the victims of the propaganda war. And I started thinking about how interesting it is that we're getting all hysterical over the guns in the schools. People ran, and it's because it's affecting us now, right? The guns, the AR-15, the question, do we ban AR-15s? Do we not? I personally think we should ban AR-15s. That's the weapon of choice. And yes, I know. It's not going to take away, it's not going to really take away all the guns. If they wanted to do it, they could find another gun. But I don't think we should make it easy for them. My position is I don't think assault weapons and semi-assault weapons ought to be for public use. Those are military weapons. The reason we don't have that is because it's big sellers. The gun industry is war profiteering off the American people. Deciding that they need to have their rights. Really? Like rights to kill each other? Your right to kill a rabbit with a semi-automatic gun is over my security from some lunatic creature who, you know, decides they need to shoot people up, which interestingly enough, all the mass shooters have been white people, and that yet they're afraid of the Black Rising. It's the racial divide in this country is drawn on irrational fear, right? And that is exactly what this is all about, is to make us all irrational and all emotional. But then I was thinking about, I saw this story. This is very interesting. A mysterious radioactive particle has been detected above Alaska. This came out 7 kilometers above Alaska's Aleutian Islands. They found a single aerosol radioactive particle containing enriched uranium, which is, I think, as we read through the story, it was 235. And they don't know exactly where it comes from, but it could come from somewhere, the article says. I'm not going to read you this article. I don't want to get into just reading articles when I don't have a guest, because I'm finding since I'm only on the radio show 2 days a week, my time is much more valuable now. And there are days when I do want to get what's on my heart out in there to make people think, because people are just not thinking. They're reacting and responding. They're being spoon-fed hate and fear, hate and fear, hate and fear. That's how Traitor Trump got elected. This is how people defend the guy. So one of the things that people have forgotten is, and in fact it says, my guess, Bess, this is Arne Gunderson, he says, my best guess is that the source is North Korea. North Korea has a small reaction and does not have gas centrifuges for slightly enriching uranium-235. It is possible that in either creating new fuel or in extracting plutonium from fuel, that it has already been in their reactor. Some enriched uranium escaped and went airborne. You think? There is no proof of this. And that is really the interesting thing. There's no proof. There's no proof because there never is proof with nuclear waste. Never. Millions and billions of people are being affected by nuclear waste, by enriched uranium, and yet we have kids going to the White House, laying down and saying, Congress is complicit, Congress is complicit. Yeah, Congress is complicit, but Congress is complicit with a whole lot more worse than just allowing some lunatic to have an AR-15. Congress is complicit with a lot more detrimental problems that they've thrust on us, that we have no choice but to deal with. And frankly, we are not even allowed to manage it. We can't deal with it. We're being hem-hawed and, you know, the shuck and jive all the way down the road. It is an unconscionable act that we live in this country where people are being poisoned on a daily level to catastrophic events. And people just like act, it's no big deal. And even those involved in it, you know, they want to go through the right channels. It's the reason I have been told, not directly to my face, I have been told the reason that I can't get on more, quote, influential, unquote, anti-nukers on this radio show is they don't want to demean their work. They don't want to be looked at as like, oh, they're going on the Alex Jones show or some sort of alternative radio that might demean their work. I mean, honestly, that's when the F-bombs start flipping out of my mouth. Really, who do they think they are? They've had 30 years of trying to do this work. Try. You know what try means? Fail. They've had 30 years of failure. They have done nothing to stop the flow. Yeah, they've had some successes. And as Nancy Newell, who I hope to get on here in the next few weeks, to come on and talk about some of her successes. She's been relentless since Three Mile Island on attempting to stop it. But guess what? We are completely out of that loop. Human life has absolutely no regard in terms of nuclear technological waste. And evidently, in the gun industry, human life means nothing because profit, money, the money god, that's all they care about is money. Money is their god, their whole being. And if they make money, it's worth killing a million, billion, 2 billion. Who cares how many people? If anybody wants to give us a call, they can. The number is 718-717-8106. Give me a call and I'll link you in on my Skype call. If you know me on Skype, the name is Lonnie.Clark7, the number 7, obviously, you know, not spelled out. So I found in that vein, I found a bunch of articles about what is going on. I pulled up these documents, but I'm going to regress a minute. I pulled up this document when I first came to the computer this morning. I really had this idea about Traitor Trump on my mind, about these indictments. You know, he's so obvious. Every time he goes after a black person, like this again, he went after Oprah, it's because he's nervous. Every time he feels threatened, he blames black people. That's his MO. It's just super obvious. Look at the tweet storms. He always threatens black people when he feels like he's about to get, you know, outed. And frankly, he is, I hope to God that the guy gets handcuffed, at least. I think that they will allow him to walk free out of the White House. But I don't think that he and his gang of thieves, many of them are going to go to jail. But he's probably, in his selfish demeanor, his normal way, protected himself and inoculated himself so that he can't personally be blamed, but everybody else gets to go to jail. My view with him is he's more dangerous the closer Mueller gets to outing his treason, the closer he is to pushing the button and killing our children, because he is a vindictive, retributive monster, in my view. I mean, honestly, who's worse, Dick Cheney, Donald Trump? Dick Cheney. Still, Dick Cheney takes the title. Donald Trump is just a blithering idiot with power. He's a mean, vindictive abuser. Dick Cheney is a cold-hearted murderer. So I was looking at the animal deaths, and the deaths are continuing, folks. It's really sad. February 14th, Cape Verde, 25 pilot whales washed up dead on Maui Island in Cape Verde. Imagine waking up there and seeing that. 25, that's a whole pod, I think that's what they call them. Dead pelicans, turtles, and countless fish wash up in a lagoon in Sydney, Australia. 3,000 dead fish in a lake in North Cumberland, Ireland. 21 dolphins dead after 54 stranded in Baja California. Hundreds of dead fish wash up in a river in Guipuzcoa, Spain. 70 cattle dead to disease in Ciudad Fernandez. Dozens of cattle died of disease in Oaxaca, Mexico. 11 dolphins found dead on the coast of Mazatlan. That's just February 13th and 14th, folks. I mean, this list is on and on and on and on and on and on. And, you know, wow, 170 dolphins. That's the largest number of dolphins I've seen. January 24th, dead in Rio de Janeiro. The massive die-off is going, and the reason that it's going on is not even being discussed. Indian Point reactor automatically shuts down. Feds investigating. This was February 16th. We're not even being told about the nuclear waste anymore. There's a story from October 31st. Nuclear Regulatory Commission says Indian Point must resolve leak issues in reactor. They can't resolve the leak issues. Donna Gilmore's told us that. Once these canisters start leaking, you can't fix them. Not in the United States. Not with the system that we have. This is just beyond comprehension. It's almost as if we are allowing murderers to just murder our children, and we can't stop them. There's nothing we can do. Talk about feeling like a battered wife. My God. Let's talk about this one, because this one is big. February 16th, 2018. Indian Point reactor shuts down again. Feds investigating. Unit 3 shuts down after generator failed on the non-nuclear side of the power plant. Well, what a coinky-dinky, because a few days earlier, February 15th, sirens fail at Indian Point emergency desk. Probes launched. The sirens failed. So you have failing sirens, and you have an automatic shutdown. Think they're disconnected? Really? I don't know about you guys, but this is just infuriating. We're having these conversations about gun control. I don't know if it's gun control, frankly. I don't call it gun control. I think it's just called gun sanity. Because, in my view, banning AR-15s is just taking the weapon of choice away from people. I mean, or maybe demanding that every person that purchases an AR-15 has to have a security background check and has to wait for 48 or 72 hours to get their gun to make sure that they're rational enough to get it. I mean, we make people take a driver's test and wait a few weeks. You get your driver's permit, you wait a few weeks to get your real license. Why should people who, I mean, really, who wants an AR-15 anyways? I would love to know that. If any of my listeners have an AR-15, which I'm sure many of them do, I'd love to hear why you have it. What's the purpose of an individual owning an AR-15? Who do you think you're going to shoot with that? Who are you going to stop? What perpetrator? What is your life like if you feel like you need to have an AR-15 in your household? I mean, it's beyond comprehension. And yet we have these massive threats to life. I mean, it's the slow drip, the Chinese torture, the slow drip. And in fact, that's exactly what's happened to us over the last 70 years. The nuclear industry has given us the slow drip and driven us to insanity. We do not have to remain in insanity, folks. We can decide to gather our integrity, gather our humanity, and refuse to participate in that process. It's the reason I refuse to carry health insurance. I've been in health insurance protester for 30 years. I am not going to purchase health care for profit. That's health care and profit are two things that are opposite. You can't have health care and you can't make profit off of human beings and have a decent society. You know, right now, all those injured victims, the story of that young man, 15 years old, he put his body against the wall to keep, he put his body against the door to keep a door shut. He got shot 5 times. His family is in financial crisis right now. And yet the governor of those states are saying, don't worry, we're paying for the funerals of your dead children. But did we hear them say, we're paying for your medical costs? No, because you know why? The medical cost for those people is going to be millions of dollars per person. This one single event is going to cost hundreds of millions of dollars overall. If you combined all 15 people injured. This is the kind of insanity that we're expected to just accept as normal. And people say, well, you're trying to take away my rights. Really, what about our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? What about our right to clean, fresh air? We don't see people demanding the nuclear industry shut down. People's right to have an AR-15 goes above the rights of people to be able to live. AR-15s are war weapons, folks. If you plan on being in war with other Americans, something's wrong with you. We have gotten super off track in this country, and it's time for us to set ourselves aright. Because this is completely unreasonable that we have to live in this constant anxiety and constant fear. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to live in fear. I don't live in fear. You know, in fact, I make an effort every day to experience joy in some level, in some way, to really appreciate something as minute as, I don't know, like watching a little bird sitting up in my tree, looking around, trying to figure out what it's going to do. Like, imagine being a bird. You don't have a home. Nobody gives you money. You have to get up every day, find your body weight in food every day. And right now you're drinking contaminated water. Right now you're eating contaminated seeds. Every little bird, every little creature. That's why they're dropping off like flies, folks. Because we're setting them up like lemmings. Boom, boom, boom. Yet humanity refuses to get a grip. And the anti-nukers that are actually out there, you know, in the trenches, fighting in the courts, refuse to come on this show because we're not establishment enough. Or because I dare to say the truth, you know, like, I think that some of them aren't doing a good enough job. I think they're too mealy-mouthed. I think they are too complicit. We have a whole set of people, lawyers and attorneys, who don't want to say the wrong thing because they don't want to be kept out of the courts. They don't want to be, you know, I mean, it's so outrageous. The coercion at a very deep level. The whole culture has been coerced into complicity. That's why Congress is complicit with the gun industry. They've been coerced. That's why they're complicit with the nuclear industry. They've been coerced. Wow. I found an article from the Seattle Times. When was this written? February 14th by Dan Wesney. The title was pretty compelling. Sorry, Hanford, your radiation leaks aren't as important as tax cuts, which, you know, Fox News now says what? Most Americans love the tax cut plan. Most Americans really enjoy it. They want it. This is just beyond comprehension. I mean, how are we going to continue like this if we do not speak truth to power? And if we don't speak to truth to not just to power, speak truth to each other. Speak truth to each other for buying the farm, man, for swallowing the propaganda. I mean, this is just so outrageous. It's outrageous that people are just willing to click their heels, Sieg Heil, and listen to Alex Jones on a daily freaking basis. Alex Jones, who's pretty obvious that he's being paid by the Mercers or the Singers or the Duke brothers. He's friends with Trader Trump. Trader Trump talks to him. Where do you think he gets all his crazy ideas? From the lunatic psychopath Alex Jones. Frankly, Alex Jones is a threat to America in lots of ways. Just like Hitler. Democrats call for gun control. No, it's not just like Hitler, you dumb. It's not just like Hitler. You know who's just like Hitler? Traitor Trump is playing by the Hitler playbook. Breaking people up, demeaning people, harassing. Honestly, you know, it's humiliating. I did not think I could be more humiliated to be an American than when the Shrub was president and Cheney was in the White House. But this is beyond control. This is really sad. Sorry, Hanford, your radiation links aren't as important as tax cuts. The maddening disconnect in politics goes on as politicians who just 2 months ago slashed taxes are demanding more money for the increasingly unstable and dangerous Hanford nuclear waste cleanup. Probably no place in America shows more acutely how incoherent politics has become than our own Hanford nuclear reservation. Consider this recent sequence of events in the Western Hemisphere's most polluted spot. First, in November, a board that oversees Hanford nuclear waste cleanup warned that the effort is so underfunded it has become shoddy and dangerous. More spending for better work and expertise is the only way to help avert a major catastrophe. Then on cue in December, plutonium particles again contaminated dozens of workers and cars because of shoddy demolition work at a defunct bomb factory. Then the federal government put out the most eye-popping cost revision I've ever seen. It found that the cost of cleanup tanks of old radioactive waste, the most serious pollution problem at Hanford, will now run into $111 billion. An extraordinary $61 billion more than predicted just 3 years earlier. So in 3 years, are they going to predict it's going to be $250 billion? Then on Monday, the president's budget recommended slashing Hanford's cleanup spending by 10%. That makes me spit nails. That's a big disconnect with reality, probably as big as I've ever seen, said Tom Carpenter of the watchdog group Hanford Challenge, who, by the way, Mr. Carpenter, be really sweet if once you would respond to an email or a phone call. Check out the local congressman for the Tri-City Rep, Dan Newhouse, a Republican from Sunnyside. He made headlines Tuesday by avowing to fight to save the Hanford cleanup money. Now is not the time to jeopardize worker safety or impede this vital cleanup. Worker safety? The workers know what they're getting into. How about the safety of the entire country? Hanford goes bye-bye, we go bye-bye. I mean, this could turn into a catastrophe, folks. We need money to clean Hanford. So outrageous. Just last week, he cited rising deficits as an argument against more spending. First in December, when the Hanford cost
were exploding, equipment melting down. Newhouse voted to cut federal taxes by $1.5 trillion. That's right, he voted for the tax cuts. You don't get to slash taxes, decry deficits, and then demand big spending. All in the same political sentence, Mr. Congressman. It's written in this article. The truth is, it doesn't have to. He does get to do this. It's the norm. This is what I mean by our politics becoming incoherent. Anything goes, no matter how hypocritical, math-defying, or nonsensical. Doesn't that seem to be the general tone of the day for the United States of America? Or, I don't know what we are, the biggest banana republic on the planet, I suppose, thanks to the GOP and the DNC. Carpenter, who has watchdogged the Hanford Project for 32 years, so maybe after 32 years he's sick of talking to people who want to talk to him. Okay, Tom, I'll give you a pass since you refused to respond to a single email, single phone call, single Facebook contact. Nothing. Highly radioactive wastes are being stirred up and moved, but it's happening in an unrealistic budget environment that almost guarantees corner cutting. The plutonium release in December and the one in June earlier in June are cases in point. Workers were demolishing a plant that once made plutonium, pucks, they are pucks as in quotes, for much of the U.S. nuclear bomb arsenal. The plutonium dust escaped, contaminating a number of workers, including several dozen who are known to have inhaled plutonium into their lungs. Bye-bye, guys. God bless you. Hope you make it to heaven. Some of them were even driving around town with plutonium in their cars, a serious loss of control of the now shut-down site, according to state regulators. So driving around town in Richland, Washington, with plutonium on their car puts that entire town at risk, which, as Heidi's told us, has happened many times. I cannot read the rest of this. Honest to God, I am not going to read the rest of this. This is just, you guys can go there. It's in the Seattle Times. Sorry, Hanford, your radiation leaks aren't important as tax cuts. I can't finish this. It just makes me want to spit nails. Just like this guy. I find it maddening. This is his last sentence in the article. These are his last two paragraphs. The reason I'm harping on this is that for this something for nothing mentality that pervades national politics has consequences. In this case, the stakes are very high and right in our backyard. I find it maddening, and I don't even have plutonium particles lodged in my lung because of it. You might, Mr. Danny. You just might have it, and you don't even know about it. So that is just beyond outrageous. You know what else I was looking into, folks? Because really, in our country, we can easily think about very severe nuclear catastrophes. Like, I got into this because of Fukushima, because it seemed to me that the world agencies were ignoring Fukushima, right? But I think that's their MO. They were doing what they always do. They ignore all of it. They did not tell America when Santa Susana blew up in the 50s, our first nuclear meltdown, which is why Michael Landon, John Wayne, all the Western stars who made movies out in those hills, they all died of cancer. They all got these weird cancers and died at a super young age. It was because of the Santa Susana. In fact, anybody living in Chatsworth and in that area in California has extremely high rates of cancer, child mortality, child mutations. I mean, and it's because of Santa Susana. Because plutonium lasts has a half-life, 27,500 years, folks, which means it's not going away. It's here to stay. And if you moved into a neighborhood where they built on top of where there used to be a nuclear detonation, which is basically what Santa Susana did, your kids are probably going to get sick. You're probably going to die young. So we had Santa Susana, the ones that I know about. We have Hanford. We have WIP. We have the Zion that was closed down up in Michigan.
or one on the Great Lakes. I think it's Michigan. Now we have this horrible disaster developing in two places along the East Coast. I mean, it's just an utter disaster for the East Coast. We have Indian Point now that is leaking massively and breaking down. Unit 3 shut down after a generator fail on the non-nuclear side of the power plant, February 16th. Indian Point 2 nuclear reactors automatically shut down early Friday when a generator failed. This is the second time in 4 months that Indian Point Unit 3 shut down after an issue with the generator on the non-nuclear side. So we've got that, plus they have the leaking, the non-stop leaking of nuclear waste. A bold plan to rid the nation's nuclear power plants of spent fuel has been piling up for decades and is spelled out. So they have been looking at it and looking at it, and they just still don't know what to do with it. Oh, wow, here is Zion mentioned. Zion, I mentioned that just now. It's you know, they give you those little links in the story as you read down. That was one of the links. So I'm not going to read this entire article because, to be honest, I think you get the gist. If you want to read this article, what story is it? It's called lohud.com, LOHUD.com. I was just scanning the Googles for articles written. For 15 years, the plans went nowhere to designate an underground repository for the nation's nuclear waste. Foundered and had political opposition, they still don't have a place to put the nuclear waste. What does it say? But in recent months, those routes have been debated anew to build momentum for Congress for a way to rid the nation's. They're not going to rid the nation's nuclear power plants. Listen to how much waste we have. 76,000 metric tons of used fuel. Enough spent fuel assemblies to cover a football field 8 yards high if stacked end to end and side by side. Wow. Among the report's most controversial proposals is the plan to move the fuel out of Indian Point in Buchanan down a barge down the Hudson River. Yeah, that's a great idea. Let's do that one. See how many more people we can kill. These people have absolutely no idea. And then here's a story that came out in October, which has still not been resolved. They have been demanded to resolve their leaking waste. They are leaking. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission says that the nuclear power plants owners must do something to resolve the current problem with O-rings used to seal off nuclear reactors. Entergy says they have taken prudent conservative action to shut down the plant to make repairs. That's so good of them. These people are really outright monsters. I do not know how they live with themselves. I did not see this story about Scion, so I'm going to open up that link. I'll come back to the Zion issue in a minute. I think you guys get my point here, though. I mean, there are children throwing themselves down in the street to demand action to stop AR-15s because their brothers and sisters got slaughtered by an insane guy that everybody knew is insane. And yet they want to say, it's not the gun. It's the gun. It's the gun, and it's the system. It's the healthcare system. If we had had an adequate healthcare system, that child would have gotten help a long time ago. But he didn't, because we live in a system where they're eating off our arms. And where a young victim who's 15 years old, let me see if I can find that story so I can give you guys the GoFundMe page, because that is just incredible. This young man, Florida victim, I'm going to find it, because his family has had to start a GoFundMe page. Can you believe it? To help their son with their medical bills. Family GoFundMe for son defended against the killer. I bet you that'll pull it right up. Yep. Broward Education, Foundman Foundation, GoFundMe. They have one there, how to help the victims of the Florida shooting 4 days ago. So this is the thing. They've already raised $810,000. GoFundMe raises $4 million for 58 victims in Las Vegas. Let's see, this one says the Florida shooting. That's right. They've raised $810,000. You know, that's going to do nothing. These families really need help. And is the government of Florida saying that they are going to hire them to help them and pay their medical bills? Because Florida has the most egregious laws that are, I mean, they want to be free, right? So you're free to kill anybody. You can go purchase a military weapon. How about if we decide we want to buy a tank? Let's say I want to buy a military weapon and I have the money for a tank. Is that available to me? I want a big tank with a big machine gun on it to defend myself for the day the apocalypse happens. How about that? And what about, why can't I just buy a nuclear weapon? What about that one? I mean, at what point do we get rational about keeping dangerous weapons out of the hands of people? And you know what? People do not have to have an AR-15. I'm super against that. I think it is completely unreasonable. My phone number, if anybody wants to talk to me about any of this, 718-717-8106. I've got 15 minutes. Doesn't look like anybody's going to call. And maybe I'm emptying out the chat room on the UCY channel. Or maybe they'll just grin and bear it for the next 15 minutes. But I'm going to keep going because I think this has a lot to do with it. Here's a story I found on December 5th, WIPP's future town hall meeting. I mean, all these little towns making this effort to, like, save their towns. Miami-Dade commissioners balk at FLP plan to use county wastewater. I mean, you guys are aware that the Florida, that Turkey Point nuclear facility is actually still leaking massively bad. Florida Keys demand FLP stop using leaking Turkey Point cooling canals. Turkey Point nuclear plant sits on the southern edge of Dade, Miami, but that doesn't mean it's the only county affected by Florida Power and Light. Last year, Miami-Dade officials sanctioned FPL and warned that the canals used to cool the plant's wastewater were leaking into Biscayne Bay. Radioactive materials were found in the water. Here it comes, albeit at levels most scientists say, are safe for humans. But that leakage, which also impacts local ecosystems, could also drift down to the Florida Keys. To where Trader Trump lives. And also yesterday, the Monroe County Commission passed a resolution urging FPL to stop using the canals for good. Citing concern about these recent discoveries and potential impacts on Card Sound, Biscayne Bay, and Florida Keys drinking water supply, the resolution said, the county wants FPL to discontinue the use of cooling canal system in favor of a more modern mechanical draft cooling tower system. Right, but Turkey Point and its cooling canal system in particular have been the bane of Florida environmentalists since the plant opened in the 70s. You dig that, guys? Since the 70s, there's been people opposing this, like Nancy Newell up here in the Northwest. She's opposed CGS. It's been her life mission. Has she ever shut it down? No. Bob Alvarez wrote a 32-page magnificent article out last year outlining exactly why Columbia Generating Station ought to be closed, because it's costing ratepayers millions of dollars every year. It's in the red, like $500 million every single year at the Columbia Generating Station, that which sits on the Hanford site. So these people have been looking at this for 40 years. This is so outrageous. So it would be interesting. We have these two issues here that I'm sort of throwing in and mixing up together that I haven't really sorted out all together, but I guarantee you they're mixed in together because it all ties into one main agency, the industrial military complex, the war profiteers, who view our bodies as assets on a balance sheet. When I say that in the intro, I mean it. We are nothing to them. Your children, your grandchildren are nothing to them. Human life is nothing to the war profiteers who run this planet. And Trader Trump is just their latest little puppet because, you know, and frankly, it's his own fault he's getting caught. He could have followed protocol and been super sneaky, just like Hillary Clinton would have been. This is how people get caught, because they're just so arrogant. He thinks he could just get away with it. He's used to being the big mafia don who could do whatever he wants. He thinks he can just get away with it. Well, you know, he got a little comeuppance there. And he continued, like 132 people without security clearance. You think they didn't know that he was going to do that, that as he was doing it, that that would set him up? I mean, this is dense, stupid, uneducated, ill-educated. He said he graduated from Wharton. Give me a break. Your dad had to bribe Wharton to give you that diploma. The guy probably has never read a complete book in his life. Oh, my God. So who's the NCPA? The NCPA down there in southern Florida, National Parks Conservation Alliance, has long complained that the plant sits perilously close to protected nature areas. You know, if we have big earthquake shifts, these nuclear power plants are going to destroy the planet. That is really the bottom line. And we are going to have big earthquake shifts. The planet is rumbling as we speak. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And yet the children that are laying their lives down, they're laying their bodies down and pretending to be dead in front of the White House yesterday. That was really compelling. Most of us have now heard about, what's her name, Emma Gonzalez, the little bald-headed girl who shaved her head, you know, speaking out, very articulate, you know. I mean, I think what the Florida shooting showed is that students aren't stupid. They're not inarticulate. They're not unengaged. They are engaged. Just like older people are engaged. Middle people are engaged. Interestingly enough, in this anti-nuclear fight, whenever I go to anything anti-nuclear, anything that's like to oppose it, you know who shows up is the older people, because young people are disengaged from it. Intentionally so by the nuclear industry. So this is just beyond comprehension. I'm going to read you a bit more about this Turkey plant, because Turkey Point nuclear power plant, because this is a disaster in the waiting. It's been leaking. I've been saying this for the last couple of years. But Turkey Point is the only nuclear power plant in the U.S. that uses a cooling canal system, which pumps nuclear waste through the five-mile-long radiator-like tubes back and forth along the bay. So they have 5 miles where they put this in. The canals cover roughly 5,900 acres. FPL had originally proposed just dumping the wastewater right into the bay. That was their original proposition. So this was their, we'll negotiate. We'll cool it down first in these canals. This is just so beyond comprehension. I honestly don't know how people can live with themselves that work in that industry. They have no regard for human life. They have lost all humanity. And then we wonder how Alex Jones gets 2.5 million followers. It's because people have lost their humanity. And yeah, I'm saying that straight up. Anybody that follows these lunatics on the Alex Jones station, they've lost their humanity. Because Alex Jones and his whole gang of lying thugs are all out there pushing an agenda for the singers. all out there pushing an agenda for Duke Energy, all out there pushing an agenda for the multinational corporations. And believe you me, my guess is he's funded by the CIA. Just like I think that Trader Trump was installed, I mean, has been an unwitting patsy for the last 20 years. I still hold firm to that idea. I think the more that Trump destroys our nation, I think the more it actually seems to make sense. Because he's doing everything he can to undermine and undercut and destroy every democratic institution that we have intentionally. Underfunding the DOJ, underfunding every single agency. I saw an article where Trader Trump said, yeah, there's lots of agencies that are understaffed. He goes, hey, I'm the head of a I've been the head of a corporation before. People will deal with it. Well, you know the difference between a private corporation when a CEO makes a big bad decision and the place goes bankrupt because the CEO didn't fund it correctly, didn't hire the people correctly? It goes out of business. All of its creditors lose their money. But really, nothing happens. The people have to go find a new job. You know what happens when the country does that? People suffer. Old people, handicapped people. The nuclear power industry cleanup process, Hanford. They can't, there's underfunding for Hanford now because of the tax cuts. And that's the way they want it. They want it that way. This is just, to me, I honestly don't know how people don't connect these dots. I don't know how people don't see that the nuclear industry, the war profiteering, the gun industry, it's all the same. And we're all being used and told it's our Constitution. Well, let me tell you what our Constitution gave the people of St. Louis. As many of you know, I grew up in the area, but I moved away after college. I currently live in a suburb of Detroit, transferred up here for work. I lost my son to a congenital brain tumor. I went back to school and became a nurse. I know how important early intervention is, but like every other mom, I know I put my health concerns last. I was working in a hospital at least 5 days a week, and I had to admit I had not been to a doctor since my 11-year-old son was born. I had some female issues shortly after delivery and had a procedure, which meant no more periods for me. She went on and on. So basically, this is a woman who, at 47 years old, went through menopause because of what she was living through. All because of this. They all have Hashimoto's disease at the least. The people of St. Louis are dying because we have swallowed the Kool-Aid, folks. It is time for us to stop acting like we don't know. It's like listening to your neighbor rape their children and do nothing. We know. We know exactly what they're doing. Now, asking for gun control is not taking away people's guns. Asking the nuclear industry to stop. We cannot even ask the nuclear industry. We have to demand that the nuclear industry start telling the truth, which, frankly, all of this, we can jump up and down. I mean, at this point, after doing this for 3 years, following Tom Carpenter, understanding him hitting his head against the wall just to get an inch of information legally, Tom Carpenter's an attorney. He's been fighting them in court. He spends his days going over legal briefs, figuring out how he can get to them, sitting in things. Partly why I think he doesn't talk to us is he doesn't want to be demeaned. Like, it's not demeaning enough that he spends his life, 30 years, doing basically nothing. Hanford is the worst mess it's ever been. Tom, sorry. It's still a horrible place. We can jump up and down all we want here, but it absolutely, there's nothing we're going to be able to do about it. I mean, the writing's on the wall. The book's been written and the ending has been finished. And we're not, the part of us that's in that ending is we sit down and shut up. That's our part. They don't care what we say. So this 2018 election, I personally think that the Russians came to visit Trump. Remember that story? How the Russians came in to visit the White House secretly and he didn't tell anybody about it. And even the guy who ran the internet agency that hacked our machines, he got to come in the country too. And he was in on that meeting. And he got to fly around to several states before he left Russia. So if anybody thinks we're going to have free and fair elections in 18, think again, folks. The GOP is going to pull out a miraculous win. It's called Banana Republic, Pinochet 2.0. I said it the day after Traitor Trump was elected, and I'll say it after 2018. This is a pre-programmed, we have no choice, sit down and shut up kind of a deal. And it is going to take people to protest. It is going to take us to get to the street. But it's also going to take civility and humanity. It's going to require that we not call each other names. It's going to require that we don't bite into the world of hate that's being pumped out there daily on a nonstop basis by the likes of Alex Jones and Donald Trump. I mean, Donald Trump is just nothing compared to Alex Jones. Fox News. You should listen to Fox News, guys. I listen to them because my poor landlords, they listen to it and they really get their heads twisted. They think that's real news. I mean, it's not that history's going to repeat itself. Things get worse. We're living in a civilization that's collapsing because of the nuclear industry, because of the war profiteers. And at a certain point, it's going to collapse, and we are not going to be as comfy and cozy as we currently are. So people need to adjust and give themselves a little reality check here. My goodness, I see I've eaten up this whole hour. Well, you guys, we're at 8:57. We've got about 2 minutes left. So I'm going to keep going. Keep going. And this one story I wanted to read will not open up. So that is a bummer. Let me go to the story about Zion, okay? Zion still struggling 19 years after the nuke plant shut down. Riddled with empty storefronts and burdened by 2.2 million pounds of unwelcome, 2.2 million pounds of unwelcome nuclear waste stored there. Zion, Illinois, not Michigan, sits along Lake Michigan's shore about 50 miles north of Chicago. The Zion nuclear power station shuttered nearly 20 years ago. Decommissioning 257-acre plant started in 2010 and is nearing completion. But the removal of it is in the removal is indefinite of spent nuclear fuel rods that remain there in stored casks. Being a nuclear dump site isn't what Zion bargained for. Yeah, well, you guys need to think again because this is the devil's deal. Anybody who says that they want to have a nuclear site in their city ought to just get used to being super screwed. Commonwealth Edison, which became a part of Chicago-based Exelon in 2000, owned the facility. Exelon, which transferred the decommissioning to Salt Lake City-based Energy Solutions, called the 10-year, $1 billion job the largest nuclear plant dismantling ever undertaken in the United States. Ooh, 10 seconds left. Put your courage feet on, you guys. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Jerome will be with you tomorrow, I think. Put your courage feet on. Take some action.